Welcome back.
What are you doing, man?
Well, I'm listening to a dumb nonsense radio show.
Hey,
what?
Hilarious.
What a freak
Thank
show,
you. Man. Hilarious is better.
This is hilarious.
It cracks me up.
I listen to radio.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I like shows.
By far the best.
Barnyard radio.
I think you mean radio.
And what do you
They
do?
Love us. They really love us.
You're going to make me blush here.
Start the show?
Start the show.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
So I'm thinking half of the people like us.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's the goal in radio. Just get most of them.
That's right. Thank goodness it's not the same for your kids going to school today, Mom.
Digital HD.
Do you ever think of that, really? Mom, I got a 51 on my test today. Good job.
Yeah, let's go for pizza.
But in radio, 51% is pretty darn good. My name's Tom.
I'm Karina, and it's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's Random Act of Kindness Day, so take a wolf to lunch. I don't know, we played Hungry Like the Wolf. Or if you know the governor, give him a call. I don't know. I'm looking at the list, and I don't see all that much. Maybe the idea for the well-produced show intro today, talking about how good this morning show is.
Yes.
National Cabbage Day.
I hate cabbage.
How could you be Irish and hate cabbage? You're going to get thrown out of the club.
I know.
We don't want to throw you out of the club. We might have to.
Really, I know the secret handshake. Leave me alone.
Okay. Cabbage is great, though. And, you know, it might not mean that much to you now, my sweet Karina, but someday cabbage will keep you regular.
Yeah, that's what sauerkraut's for.
Well, it's made out of cabbage.
I know. That's about as far as I go.
All right. No coleslaw? I love coleslaw.
I give that to my mom. She loves coleslaw.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's just move on. You think you know somebody, right, folks?
It's all going to hell because I don't like coleslaw.
Yeah, that's the start. People have gotten divorced for less.
Tom is the least critical person I've ever met in my life.
Anyway, it's Pluto Day for you Disney people.
Which is so, where you hail from.
No, we're talking Disney Pluto. Okay, so it's not National Something Day, so we can't talk about
it. Well, it kind of is, because apparently everyone in the free world except us is on Wordle.
I think every day is National Wordle Day. Yesterday, we asked you if you liked it, and I guess...
We got looked at like we had six heads, because we didn't know really fully what it was, but... Yeah. You guys certainly do, and some of you literally on a time watch go to the bathroom with that thing.
I know. You guys need to lighten it up, but no. No judgment.
No.
But most people in Central PA did not only understand Wordle, but participated.
Oh, yeah. But Kathy Quinn was with us. She's like, I've never even heard of it. What is it? And I said, yeah. But Courtney says, yes, some mornings my husband does it before he even crawls out of bed. Wow. Amanda says, nope, but her news feed is looking like Tetris blocks from the amount of people that play it. Exactly. It's yellow and green little blocks with some kind of a number and no instructions on what the heck it is.
Exactly.
So Rick had a question. What's the correct app to download? And Nicole said, it's not an app. You just Google Wordle. Donna Benfer. I have a competition with my cousin to see who's smarter. Not sure who won yet.
it's worse than Jeopardy.
I know.
There you go.
And a different Donna said she loves it. Wordle and morning coffee is how I start my day. Alrighty then.
Okay.
There was somebody put a screenshot and it says alive, badge, and image. And it says she won. But apparently there's just one word a day.
Right. And you have to figure out what it is. See, I kind of knew what it was, but I don't play it because I don't care.
Well, and a different Melanie Anselmo Garrison said Wordle and Nerdle. So there's more than just Wordle?
Yeah. Nerdle is Wordle for nerds.
Our general office manager, Tina Fry. I am hand raised in the air. She's just all about it. So
the day comes where you and I are here and Tina doesn't have any paychecks for us. Then it's like, what's going on?
It's playing Wordle.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Baby Shark, you know the YouTube video, The Devil Unleashed on Us? They're making a movie out of it, which is great news because I think the problem most parents had with the Baby Shark video was that it wasn't long enough. So now it will be released in 2023. So if you've been thinking about getting a vasectomy, consider that your heads up. WQKX.
94KX.
Is it too early to make fun of Disney, or we're safe?
Well, we think it's never too early, but we might need to consult Denise Haddon. I don't know.
Denise, you awake yet? Disney is going in a new direction. They're going to start building housing developments. Did you read about this? Do you want to live in a Disney community?
I don't, but...
Story Living by Disney. All new Disney-branded master plan residential communities
designed to be the perfect setting for Disney fans to write the next exciting chapter in their lives.
The charm of a small town and the beauty of a resort. A place that entices inspiration and makes every moment more memorable than the last. A story living by Disney community is something truly special.
Oh, it is.
Picture it.
Where do you put one around here? I mean,
I don't know, but it says across the U.S. and they have two more in the works. So where they're going to be, I'm thinking California is one of them.
Can we do this on Facebook?
I know. Sure.
I mean, if you went gaga over Wordle yesterday, you can give us an idea where you want a Disney community built.
I've seen your posts on Facebook. Don't act like you're not a Disney freak.
There you go. So yeah, let's do it and see where it, you know, like I think a Disney community in Point Township? Because everybody out there is goofy.
Goofy!
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Is it the end of the world? Hey, did you speaking of the weather, right? If it's cold one day and it's warm the next day, I'll tell you what, the planet is dying.
No, I just assume Mother Nature's drinking.
Well, there could be that. And then there's like coming out of a pandemic. Oh, it's not over. This is the beginning of the end. Some people are actually thinking that, and should we just step back and relax?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so do I. Or is REM right?
Some people have gas masks.
We'll talk it coming up.
Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX.
Is REM right? I don't think so. A new study shows that since the pandemic, people are actually thinking that it is indeed the end of the world. At least it has started. The look on your face right now.
Since the pandemic, I mean, people have been building bomb shelters and crap.
But then it went away and then, but now.
Peace, love, and harmony. It's all great.
Yeah, 60s Woodstock. That's all I'm saying. Most people think it's going to be environmental.
Look, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. I don't care what's in my basement. It's not going to matter. Yeah, it just doesn't.
I mean, you should live every day like it could be your last.
When the show came out, Walking Dead, everybody was like, this is the zombie apocalypse. This is what's going to happen. I'm like,
yeah, but zombies don't really exist. Don't tell those people that love that show.
I mean, don't open that can of worms.
They should have done a show called Global Virus.
It was
grades.
A movie called Outbreak.
Yeah, well, yeah, and the movie was, nobody went to see it because that'll never happen.
I was a glutton for punishment, like week one of the pandemic. I'm like, let me watch Outbreak.
Oh, so you were that person. And I can't believe you're not paranoid now because you were that person that pulled out the Outbreak and watched it and said, this is COVID.
I was in healthcare for 15 years. Healthcare for 15 years kind of slaps the shock factor right out of you.
Most think it's environmental. I'm thinking more human action. Like this guy Putin, he's a little goofy.
Well, Putin wants us to go back to like the cold fusion days.
So the end of the world is going to happen according to a new poll. But how will it happen?
But didn't we have this happen like a bunch of times? Like the end, you know, the world's April 19th, 2018. And then everybody goes, hey, we made it. And then they do it again. And they're like, this is like the boy who cried wolf. When it finally happens, none of us are going to be here to go, I told you so.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Oh, it's time. It's time for the 94KX Olympic Update with Karina Carr.
Can I go now?
I'll tell you, Tirico would have ran with it already. Just saying. You want to get the Tirico level, you better get to work.
I didn't want to stomp on your trumpets.
You wouldn't be the first woman.
I won't be the last. Norway still hanging in there at number one. They now have 28 medals. Wow. Russia's of cheating at number two. We're still at third, but now Germany swooped in there to tie us. So we're tied with them. It means we skip over four, and Canada is at five.
All right. What do we have coming up that might benefit the U.S.?
Well, I hope you like freestyle skiing and all those events, because that's pretty much it, other than curling, a couple events there.
Okay.
And then we do have one ice hockey for the men's playoff semifinals. So, yeah.
Let's go hockey. Sad news yesterday for Mikaela Shiffrin.
Shiffrin, a huge favorite as she steps in here. Gold here, and she'd have more Olympic gold medals than any U.S. alpine skier. And she just needs to ski, like I said, you know, this is good skiing. Already in trouble! Oh my God! Unbelievable. It's happened again. Not once, Not twice, but three times.
Skiing out is disqualified. So, sad story, Michaela Schifrin. Yeah. I think she's going to retire and call it quits and just teach younger people how to ski.
Well, you told me something about her that I didn't know, that she was going through a lot with her dad passing, and he was a big influencer in her Olympic
right
career.
They tried to play that down after the first ski out, but then it came up after the second and now the third. So she's going home with no medals.
But she says she feels like a joke. I hate that for her. It's so much pressure. And I mean, you just have to look at, like, that person at the gym. Hey, they're trying. They're doing something that you're not doing. So guess what?
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
And when you elevated to the Olympic level, you got there. You got there. No matter where you finish, man, you got there and you represented your country. That's good stuff.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
So you had another accident at home yesterday? You slipped and fell on your own floor?
Yeah, my last apartment was all carpet, so let's just keep that in mind. All hardwood flooring, so at night, I don't know, it's just a habit. I just am always like slathering lotion on my feet. I like soft feet, what can I say? So, but the problem is...
Where the hell is this going?
I put it on my feet, and I got up a little too soon, hadn't quite soaked in, and
whoop.
Made it halfway to the kitchen with almost an empty drink in my hand. Ice went flying in the air. My butt went down. I laid there making sure nothing was broke, first of all.
Uh-huh.
And then I could somehow get back up off because it was like a slip and slide at that point. I'm like, oh, this ought to be good. So, yeah, I think this apartment wants to kill me.
Someone so accident prone as yourself, did you ever think about maybe like laying off the lotion a little bit?
I felt like I was in the Olympics, ice skating or something.
Did you get any video of this? Because I want to watch it.
No, thank God I was by myself.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning.
Well, this is what I was thinking. It could have been viral comedy. Instead, we have two viral comedy pieces, right?
Yes, yes, we do. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of girls with straight hair that want curly and short people want to be tall and vice versa. But, you know, sometimes you just got to look at how a 7-foot man really looks at life.
The first step to going to a grocery store. Duck so you don't get knocked out, but not once. Twice. You say what's up to yourself in the security cam. Then you walk by people as they stare at you in awe. So you're walking down the aisle and you forgot something. It's okay. You can look into the other aisles and find something.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
You got to watch out for the signs. Otherwise, you'll hit your head.
Oh.
Is there dust up there? Oh, my gosh. Look how dusty that is.
Don't look at that dust.
There you go, guys. Now you were 7 feet tall inside of a grocery store.
See? Sure, people never see that.
Right. That's actually a pretty funny video. Look for a 7-foot man goes grocery shopping. Meanwhile, a woman gets rid of a scammer by trolling him.
Can I ask you for a favor?
Yes, ma'am.
I like to sing like Bollywood songs. Can you tell me if my voice is good? Is it good?
Yes, sing again.
Okay,
sing again.
She's actually not bad.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. I've never had this much fun with a scammer in my life. Ever. Thank you so much for making my day so much better.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Can you please stop scamming people? Because sometimes you guys scam old people that don't have money, and that's really rude.
Okay.
Yeah, she makes the point
love
at the
you.
End.
Bye,
love you, bye.
I hate when people use that loosely, like, love you, don't know you, but love you.
After you telling your story, I'm thinking maybe you should lay off the lotion, sit in a chair, and just troll scammers at night. It's
okay,
less dangerous.
So if you just came in on this, that sounded really weird.
It's less dangerous. Your whole story was really
viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
So Karina sits around just putting lotion on her feet and falling everywhere. Thanks.
You're so much more than that. So let's talk about
it. And the bruises to prove it, too.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Crowds are expected to be large at the Coachella Music Festival in April. After a 2-year hiatus, Coachella is back. Ticket holders will not be required to wear masks or show proof of vaccination or even a negative test to come. They posted this on their website. There's an inherent and elevated risk of exposure to COVID-19 in any public place. There's no guarantee, express or implied, that those attending the festival will not be exposed to COVID-19. And with that said, give it up for Doja Cat.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Perfect. Missed on the yay, but the go is just dead on.
Thank you.
Great.
I don't think we'll ever fully please him.
No, we try really hard, but it
why do
happens.
We try so hard? I don't know.
Celebrity birthdays. Ed Sheeran is 31 years old today.
My goodness.
He looks older.
I don't know why.
Let's go to the montage. Let's go to the medley. Let's go. Nothing.
Never mind.
Production crew likes Green Day better. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Are you thinking out loud?
Bonnie Wright is 31 today. She's Ginny Wesley in the Harry Potter movies.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, there you go, Potter freaks.
Okay.
Paris Hilton, 41 today.
Really?
Where's my little chihuahua?
Hold it wherever you go. Carry it.
And then,
purse.
Of course, there's Billy Joe Armstrong.
You at the time of your life. Wake me up when
that's a great song.
It is a great song. Yeah.
This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams.
Taking me back to high school.
Is it really?
Good? Yeah.
Lynn Hall takes you back to radio.
Yesterday. On Eagle 107.
Yesterday on Eagle 107. I love it.
True, it's true.
All right. Billy Joe Armstrong, which our morning show production team felt was more important than Ed Sheeran, he turns 50 years old today. 50.
Wow. He doesn't look it.
No.
Honestly.
No, but I think he colors his hair. That shoe polish black is like just a little.
You know his voice instantly, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Michael Jordan is 59 today, worth $2.2 billion. MJ.
Billion dollars. Okay. I'm still stuck on that.
No,
okay.
That's okay.
Move along.
Just made her head spin.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan is 59. Also, Larry the Cable Guy is 59.
That one shocks me. 59? Get her done.
He doesn't look a day over 59.
That's in redneck years.
Very good. All right, those are the so-called celebrities. Let's take a look at...
Birthday Buddies.
Ashley Crail is 30 years old today.
Brianne Whitmer from Sunbury is 32. Happy birthday.
Brittany Barrett is 35 today.
Happy birthday to Kathy Weaver. She is 60.
Chelsea White from Seals Grove is 26.
Dave Clock is from Norrie. He's 54 today.
Garrett Hollenbaugh from Seelands Grove, 28.
Jen Hilkert from Winfield is 45. Happy birthday.
Jenny Murray from Berwick is 54 today.
Jessica Kessler is celebrating a birthday today, and a box just came up on my screen.
She's 35.
Thank you. Next.
Keith Page from Sunbury is 60.
Jessica Scott from Dornsife, 35 today.
Kelly Craven from Northumberland, 37.
Layla Arnold from Evandale is 43. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Marie Minier from Bloomsburg. She's 72.
Nikki Snyder from Seals Grove is 33. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to Vicki Williams, New Columbia. She's 48.
Nothing on Facebook or anything lighting up on that. What is
phone
that,
thing over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, the ringy dingy.
The ringy dingy thing. It's just sitting there.
Do you have to dial that one or you punch the buttons?
Nothing email and nothing on the text club, but we do it every day. Ladies, what is it called?
Birthday Buddies.
94.1 WQKX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Okay, like, I would love to be Man of the Year sometime, but this guy's story is weird, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was never a Tinder person. Swipe left, swipe right, whatever, but... If I was pregnant, I would not be on Tinder, probably on a date either, but apparently maybe that's the new thing.
Yeah.
So the fourth date was him coming to my labor and birth and delivery, like what? But long story short, he ended up coming and he ended up basically being my biggest support. Max stayed with me because they thought that he was a dad and the dads are allowed to stay in the maternity unit. So he stayed with me the whole time. He even took a week off work to help me look after Ollie. When we were allowed to use Ollie in the NICU, he was allowed to come in despite COVID restrictions because they thought he was the dad.
And this is Australia's Man of the Year. Okay, Max, congratulations, Max Sylvie. But the good part of the story, I guess, is they're still together.
And the next day, he delivered another baby.
So wipe out the Tinder stuff. No, he's a good guy.
Yes.
All right. And other good news, chemists figured out a better way, actually, to recycle plastic. And they say it could make a big difference. Only about 9% of plastic in the U.S. is actually recycled. Only 9%.
Wow.
The rest in landfills.
Group of middle schoolers in New Hampshire are amped up right now for a small 6-foot-long boat that they launched in 2020. Just washed up in Norway.
Yay!
That's why they're winning that dang Olympics right now.
And that is explainable news.
Yes.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Let's make it a total team effort, Karina. Next hour, we're going to give 110%. We're going to think outside the box, and we're going to circle back at 9 a.m. and see how we did.
Oh, I might need a nap.
I absolutely hate cliches, but worse than that, I hate workplace jargon.
I'm sure I hammer this out every day.
There you go. There's another one. I do want you to stay with us because you're driving to work. Karina and I are going to take a look at a list of workplace jargonisms.
We'll keep you in the loop.
Damn, you're good at this.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, you're on the way to work. When you get there, your coworkers are going to say at least 10 of these. A new study shows the majority of people find it, what's this phrase now, Karina? Off-putting?
Mm-hmm.
They find it
off-putting. I just call it annoying.
Yeah, me too. I call it a pain in the ass.
PETA.
Yeah, that. Coworkers find these annoying. Let's see if it's happening in your workplace.
Sorry for the delay.
No worries. Let sleeping dogs lie.
This meeting is a win-win as long as we can take it to the next level.
Way to think out of the box.
Going forward, let's hit the ground running.
That's a no-brainer. And we can touch base later.
Way to bite the bullet and really raise the bar.
Thanks. I'm just trying to give 110%.
No!
I knew you were a team player.
There's no I in team.
Let's circle back at the end of the day.
Hey, Densaki.
Hey, did we get anything done just now?
I have no idea.
No, you don't. It sounds like most Zoom meetings I get on. Full of that stuff.
How many did they say in a 3-hour Zoom?
A 3-hour Zoom.
3,000?
I'll tell you. And we were jotting down extra ones, but those are the most popular words you'll hear at work today.
And sometimes you don't realize it until we just said it, and you're like, God, I can't stand that.
Yeah. I mean, I coached for a long time, and I used to say, there's no such thing as 110%, all right? Either you're giving it all, or you're not.
I used to have a coworker that just never finished her sentence. She'd get up off her desk and be like, I'm going to, and just leave. And I'm like, okay, then. Like, that's your favorite thing you say.
I think I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
I'm going to, later.
She just ghosted it and, like, leave. It's like, well, she was going somewhere, Mr. Office Administrator. I don't know where.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
I don't know if I'll be here. I got a thing to do. I got something.
Well, circle back to me and keep me in the loop, okay?
Okay, thanks.
94KX.
Baby Shark, you know the YouTube video, The Devil Unleashed on Us? They're making a movie out of it, which is great news because I think the problem most parents had with the Baby Shark video was that it wasn't long enough. So now it will be released in 2023. So if you've been thinking about getting a vasectomy, consider that your heads up. Crowds are expected to be large at the Coachella Music Festival in April. After a 2-year hiatus, Coachella is back. Ticket holders will not be required to wear masks or show proof of vaccination or even a negative test to come. They posted this on their website. There's an inherent and elevated risk of exposure to COVID-19 in any public place. There's no guarantee, express or implied, that those attending the festival will not be exposed to COVID-19. And with that said, give it up for Doja Cat. Things go badly, you can make that flower crown into a funeral wreath, so.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on food you actually can eat before you go to bed. I don't eat anything because I think I'm going to get up in the middle of the night thinking I'm dying, right? How about you, Karina?
I get a lot of heartburn if I do that.
Okay, there you go. But actually, there are five foods. Number one, walnuts. because they're filling and full of nutrients. I think they taste like dirt, but some say they help you sleep. Walnuts.
I know. I'm not a big nut fan, but they, yeah, you slather with chocolate, I can do it. So chocolate covered nuts comes in it too.
A banana, believe it or not. A banana might help you sleep. Why? Well, probably the potassium.
Now, that I agree with because I get cramps a lot. So
in
that
your legs? Yeah. I hate that. Good. Yeah.
Greek yogurt with berries and almonds help you keep your sleep because your blood sugar is balanced. And the protein helps you with carbs as well. So
speaking of protein, peanut butter. There you go. Put it on a rice cake.
Yeah, because you have to anyway because rice cakes taste like plastic.
Rice cakes taste like something that you buy at Lowe's if you're a contractor.
Exactly. Styrofoam.
Random act of kindness day. We just heard Mark Lawrence say something nice to someone.
You look very nice today, Tom.
Well, thank you. So do you. You're all dressed up. I'm just, you know, I'm getting into my pre-St. Patrick's Day mode here with my Boston Scally zip and my hat and all that. But I'm just thinking, Mark Lawrence, man, he's got a tough job. If it's say something nice to somebody day, he's right across the window here. Doing on the mark? I'm guessing he's not going to get any calls today.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
So today is National Random Act of Kindness Day, and we also have a kindness campaign going on. But really, I mean, it should be 365, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we want to celebrate the people doing kindness with the Greater Susquehanna Valley Way, and the United Way is what I should say. We want you to nominate people that are deserving in your life, making that difference in our community, and you can get those nominations in all the way through March 14th. All you have to do is kick yourself on over to our website at WQKX.com and click on the Be Kind banner.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot is kind of St. Patrick's Day warm-up, maybe. John Mulaney, a very funny Irish comedian, is going to kind of
hold my
us,
beer.
Yeah, the do's and don'ts of drinking.
94KX.
Hey, we're working our way towards St. Patty's Day. Let's just put it that way. And there are those who say St. Patrick's Day is only for drinking.
And kiss Irish people.
Well, that too. Kiss me, I'm Irish, and buy me a drink. However, our parting shot today is from comedian John Mulaney.
Now, I quit drinking because I used to drink too much, and then I would black out, and I would ruin parties. Or so I'm told. When you do that enough, when you black out drinking and you do crazy things, you kind of become like Michael Jackson. Like, any story anyone says about you might be true, and even you don't know by the end. I saw an interview with Michael Jackson before he died, and they were like, is it true you bought the elephant man's bones? And he was like, I don't know, you know, because how could he keep track of that? So I would hear stories about myself. Here's a story I once heard about me. And someone came out of one of the rooms at this party holding like an old antique bottle with some liquid in it. And they said, hey, is this whiskey or perfume? And apparently, I grabbed it, drank all of it, and said, it's perfume. And it was.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.